I'm Chanel Verani, and this is Our Island Universe. As fall gives way to winter, and as the sun sets earlier and earlier, rising in the east in the early evening is Orion the Hunter, the marquee winter constellation in the northern hemisphere. With sparkling red supergiant Betelgeuse located in its armpit, brilliant Rigel shining bluish-white at its toe, and three bright stars in a line making up its belt, Orion is easily seen in our light-polluted skies. Just below its belt, dangling in space, is the Great Orion Nebula. It can be seen with the unaided eye in dark skies as a faint nebula in the middle of Orion's sword. This cloud of gas and dust, in fact, is a stellar nursery. Right now, new stars are in the process of being formed and turning on as nuclear fusion begins in its cores. Pictures of the nebula reveal colors of red, blue, and even green, betraying the existence of young, massive stars that have just recently formed. More detailed observations have revealed that approximately 700 stars in various stages of formation lurk inside the Great Nebula. With the Hubble Space Telescope, some 150 of these stars have been found to have disks of material, which we think are the earliest stages of planet formation. Not only are stars being formed, so are whole solar systems. Right now, it takes observations beyond the red portion of the visible light spectrum to see these newborn stars. But in about 100,000 years, a blink of an eye in astronomy, most of these cocoons of gas and dust will be ejected, revealing a brilliant cluster of bright young stars. For millennia, our ancestors have seen a human-like figure in this part of the winter sky. Millennia from now, our successors will see something like the Pleiades, just below Orion's belt. I am Chanel Verani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.